Hello and welcome. Today we are having an interview with Xinqing Cai, the director of film Left-Handed Girl. Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello, very nice to meet you.
Yes, can you take the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so first off, I guess this is a question that everyone is asking you at the start of the interviews, but it is a necessary one. It's been 21 years since Takeout, and we finally have a new movie from you. It's another collaboration with Sean Baker. And what made you wait so long? Why did you decide to come back with another feature-length film now?
Well, this idea actually started from something my grandfather told me. You know, one day when I was young, he told me, left hand is devil's hand, and you shouldn't use your left hand. And at the time, I already got corrected. You know, I was left-handed when I was very young, and then my mom or the teacher corrected me. So I didn't even know I was a left-handed girl.
Oh.
But whatever he said to me, that I never forget. So when I met Sean in 1999 in the editing room, he was editing his first feature, and I was there for my master's degree. And I told him about this, and he thought, wow, that, you know, this is a story we can tell through whatever, you know, that my grandfather told me. So we went to Taiwan, and we tried to find a story there. And we shot some still photos, and we edited it together, you know, became a trailer. By the time, you know, this project is going to take, needs a lot of money to start. We need a lot of locations, we need many, many characters. So we thought, well, we can't really do this right now. So we went back to New York, and we made Takeout together in 2003. And that was only $3,000, you know, it cost for us, and just with two of us, two people team, and later on he went on to make Prince of Broadway, and then in 2010, we decided we want to make Left-Handed Girl happen, so we went back to Taiwan again, and stayed for that time we stayed there for a month, and do a lot of location scouting, you know, and also did like casting at the time. And we, you know, in 2010, we found the night market that we shot eventually with Napoleon Girl, also a five-year-old girl in a night market. So it's at the time we kind of combined all the ideas together, the night market, the little girl living in a night market, also left-handed girl, and the beetle nightstand. So that's our first draft of script.
Mm-hmm.
And but still, you know, we know it's a huge undertaking. You can't really, you need a lot of a big budget to make this film. So we just put it behind. I just keep on making film with Sean, producing his film, wear different hats and helping create his story.
Mm-hmm.
Not until Red Rocket, we came back to Cannes, and we met with La Pat, and they loved the story. They loved Left-Handed Girl script. So from that, from that moment on, we think, oh my God, we can really, really start making this movie. So I went back to Taiwan. I got the government film fund and also Taipei Film Commission film fund. And that's how we make this film. After so many years,
okay,
it's really the difficulty of finding funding. Yes.
So like almost a lifetime in making.
Right.
Yes. So this tells me that this is a story that you both felt that needs to be told. And I am really interested because the script is co-written by you and Sean.
Yeah.
And how much of you and how much of him,
mm-hmm,
is in the script? Is this a story that you both contributed to, or maybe it's your story that he only added little elements to?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say because every character is inspired by people in my life, or the stories I heard from families or friends in Taiwan. So when we were writing a story, I'm not a native a speaker. No, I went to New York for my master's degree. So, like the typing script is just default, like falling on him. So when we were in Taiwan writing a script in 2010, he was typing, and I was just telling all the story that I collected over the years. So, you know, he adding his, like, you know, magic, you know, telling a story with a different, like, different approach. And also he is an editor on the film.
Yeah. You know,
so that's the magic that he put in there together in the end.
Yes, you can really tell that he edited this film. It has this, it's similar energy to Florida Project in how it's put together on the cutting room floor. But it's also very interesting in a technical sense because it seems that you used like very dynamic shots. The camera is almost always with our characters. And I'm wondering, how did you manage to do that? Was there some kind of special equipment that you were preparing for it, or maybe it was something that anyone can use and you just managed to get that film magic out of it?
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely want, you know, from the very beginning of the film, you know, you see the telescope image, you know, through the little girl's eyes. So we definitely want to show the film through this little girl's lens. You know, so we follow her through the night market on her, you know, with their high, with the angle, and also like all the colorful images around her. So we just want to show that, you know, especially for a little kid, they don't have a lot of life experiences. So everything they see is very fresh and very, very different, like very new and exciting. So we definitely want the audience to absorb Taipei, absorb the night market, and absorb the world through her eyes.
Yes, and you definitely managed to do it. But other than the perspective of a child learning about the world around her, what was also really striking and stays in the mind is the family dynamic that we observe. And how did you manage to get such a realistic dynamic between all the actresses, but also the additional characters like the grandpa who is very, he has a little screen time, but he really also sticks in mind.
Right, I have to say, like, every character in the film inspired by people around me. So I think that's part of it, make it so real, because dialogue, all the conversation, you know, the way they talk to each other, like, it's all from my memories. So, you know, I'm so lucky to find this cast, you know, everybody across the board, everybody was excellent. And I really, you know, spend time to trying to find the, you know, some actors, they are actually seasonal actors in Taiwan. They are, you know, they play small roles in different TV or movies. And, you know, when I try to put this cast together, the most important one is the little girl. And then I try to street cast in this girl, and I see through like 90 to 100 audio audition tapes, and we couldn't find anybody. And I also held workshop with an acting coach. And in the end, we found Nina, who played Yi Jing, through a commercial casting director, you know, because she has been commercial since she was 3. So she's actually very experienced in front of camera.
And how was working with her? Like, this is an excellent performance, especially for a child actress. Did you find it difficult to direct such an actress, or was it something that came naturally?
But, you know, she is already very experienced, you know, especially like in front of camera. She knows what to do. You know, she knows how, where to look. She knows how to please the audience. And then luckily her mother is also an actress, you know. So she actually helped us. She read the line with her at home. So she kind of read through the script, because she didn't know how to read yet. So her mom will went through the line, and every day will come to set. So we were trying to, because there are some points we need to hit, right? So things she needs to say. So I will ask her to follow it, and then later on I will say, well, you can do something, you know, yourself, your own way. So that's how we get her performance very natural.
So you just allowed her to be herself.
Yes, and I allow all my actors to be themselves. You know, I don't want to. I know they are all professional, and mm-hmm. I really, really trust my actors. So I just want them to. I want them to kind of interpret the roles through their own experience and through their own eyes, because they are all authentic, they are all Taiwanese, they live there, you know, so they know exactly the characters. And then the one thing I want to mention, Megan Ma, who played Yi An, the older sister, I actually found her on Instagram.
Oh.
And she's a first-time actor. She had never acted before.
Really?
Yes.
You really couldn't tell it from the film, because she is also terrific in it.
Yes.
So to close the interview, I would like to ask you, what does it mean to you personally to be included in Semang de la Critique? Is it important to you that you are in this category of the festival?
Oh yeah, I'm so honored to be selected, you know, as part of the Critics Week, because I know like they actually discover so many female directors, you know, over this couple of years. So I'm very, very honored and very, very excited. And last night, two nights ago, we had a premiere. You know, the main cast came from Taiwan to support the film, to be with us, to celebrate together. So I'm very, very grateful.
I'm really glad you got the chance to celebrate. And I'm wishing you best. I'm really hoping that you win the selection, by the way, because this is a terrific film that everyone should watch, in my opinion. So thank you so much for this film, and thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you for making time. Thank you.
Thank you.